The focus of this perek are the earliest stages of the procedure of bringing a korban mincha, and the source of the oil and the flour and the ingredients necessary for the korbanos mincha, where exactly we would take these from. The perek opens up, kol korbanos hatzibur v'hayochid boi min ha'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz. All sacrifices, whether it be for the sake of the public or it be an individual bringing that sacrifice, and the truth is we're specifically referring to sacrifices of a korban mincha, a flour offering. Boi min ha'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz can come from flour of produce which grew in Eretz Yisrael or from produce which grew outside of Eretz Yisrael. As well as that, min ha'chodosh u'min ha'yoshon, it can come from produce which grew that year, new produce, or produce which had grown in a previous year. Chutz min ha'omer, except for the korban omer, which was the offering of flour bought on the second day of Pesach, u'shtei alechem, and the two loaves of bread bought on Shavuos, she'einon boim elo min ha'chodosh min ha'aretz. That these two offerings of flour must come from produce which grew that year, new produce, from that year's harvest, and it must be that the produce grew in Eretz Yisrael. These two requirements are learnt from the Pesukim, which talk about a Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem. V'kulon, and all of them, all Korbanos Mincha, Einon Boim Elo Min HaMuvchar, can only come from the best type of produce. At least ideally, one is supposed to bring flour which is the best quality. And the Mishnah asks, "Veizu muvchar, where are the areas which have the best quality produce for the flour, for the oil, at least in the times of the Mishnah?" So the Mishnah begins by talking about the flour. Michmas umzeinicha, the areas called Michmas and Mezeinicha, alfa lasoiles, are considered to be the best for producing fine flour. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. It's interesting that the Mishnah uses that term here, but the idea is that it's the first, it's the best. Shni Olohem, the second best areas, is Chafarayim Babika, the area called Chafarayim in the valley. However, the Mishnah adds, Kol Arotzoi Kasheres, all of the lands were valid. You didn't have to bring the flour from produce which grew in these specific areas. However, Elam Mekanoim Avien, but from here they would generally bring the Korbanos Mincha, they would get the flour from here, because it did produce the best quality, and it was therefore ideal to bring flour from here. Mishnah Beis, Ein Mavien, one should not bring a korban mincha from flour which comes from produce which grew in the following areas. Lema Beis Hazavolim, not from a field which was fertilized, at least we're referring to a field which is dependent upon fertilization, and there is a concern that it wasn't fertilized according to the sufficient degree, and therefore it is lacking in good quality. Fertilizing is a process done in the field where the animal's dung was used to make the produce grow. And in addition, the produce shouldn't grow, it shouldn't come from a field which is irrigated. That's the term used to describe a field which is dependent upon being watered. The rainwater is not enough for it. And once again, over here, there's a concern that it wasn't watered to the perfect degree, and it is therefore lacking in quality. In addition, it could be that the produce which grows in an irrigated field is essentially worse quality. But even based on Elon, nor from produce and wheat which grew in a field containing trees. Since there are trees in that field, the trees take much of the nutrients of the ground, and that affects the quality of the wheat which grows between the trees. That having been said, v'im hevi, if somebody did bring a korban mincha from flour which came from produce of one of these fields, kosher, the korban mincha is nevertheless valid, just ideally he should bring it from somewhere which has better quality flour. Ketadu oise, what is the method to make the best quality flour from a particular field? The Mishnah now gives advice how to make the best quality flour. Nora shor yoshayna, he should plow it for the first year, plow over the entire field to make sure that there's nothing in the field with, like, weeds, which if they grow, that would reduce the quality of that which is growing. And the Gemara adds that in the first year, he should plant, once he's plowed over the entire field, he should then sow seeds in half of the field, uvashnia, and then he should repeat that in the second year, meaning he should plow over the entire field, and zoyra kodem la pesach shivim yoim, He should plant seeds 70 days before Pesach. That's also the time frame he should use in the first year. And the Gemara explains that he should plant in the second year the other half. And then the half which he planted the previous year, he should leave unplanted that year. And each year he should switch which half he plants. And that way the ground will have a year to recover, and therefore the year after that, the produce which grows will be extra good quality. And this way, the fine flour which will be produced will also be a large amount. The next part of the Mishnah asks, Ketzad hu beidek, how would a representative of the Beis HaMikdash, if he wants to check and examine whether the flour is indeed good quality and fit to be used for the Korbanos Mincha, how would he check? Hagizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, who would be buying the flour to be used for the Korbanos Mincha. So he comes to somebody's field, or somebody who has produced flour comes to the Gizbar, and once the flour has been fully produced, Hagizbar machnes yado l'seicha, he would put his hand into the flour and take some of it out. And he would check, olabo ovok, if any dust came up in his hand with the flour, pasula, the flour is not yet valid, it's invalid at the moment to be used for carbonized mincha, ajinapena, until he sieves it, to make sure that there's nothing else, no dust, no bad quality flour, until you're left only with fine, very good quality flour, and then it will be fit to be used for the carbonized mincha. In his sliya, the Mishnah adds, if the flour gets wormy, and worms are found in the flour pasula, then all of it is invalid, because flour of good quality, which is not affected by anything else, is required. Mishnah Gimel, this Mishnah continues to list the best areas, but this time not for the flour, but rather for the oil, which is used for korbanos mincha. The oil was added to the flour. Tekoya al falashemen, the area called Tekoya, the olive trees which grew there were considered the best for the oil. Abba Shol says, Shini Allah, the second best was the olive trees which grew in Regev Ve'eve HaYarden, the place called Regev on the other side of the Yarden, the east side of the river Yarden. However, the Mishnah adds that Kol Ha'arot Sayu Kashei Yaris, the olive trees and the oil which came from all of the lands was technically valid, just it wasn't considered to be the very best quality, rather they would generally bring from these areas which had the best quality oil. And once again, just like regarding the flour, one should not bring oil which came from olive trees which grew in the following places, a field which needs to be fertilized, or an irrigated field which is dependent upon being watered, nor should he use oil which comes from olive trees which had other produce like wheat growing in between the trees, because again the wheat would take part of the nutrients and the quality of the olives which grew on the trees would be diminished. That having been said, so it's not going to be the very best quality, but if he brings oil which came from those places, then it would be valid, because it's not considered to be intrinsically bad quality. It's just not the best quality, so therefore it is valid as well. Continues the Mishnah. One cannot use oil which comes from olives which didn't ripen. They didn't even reach a third of their stage where they were supposed to grow. The oil which comes from these olives would be very bitter, heavy possible, and even if you bring oil from these olives, it would be invalid, because it's considered to be such bad quality. And on a similar note, one cannot bring oil which comes from olives which dropped off the tree before being fully ripened, and they were soaked in oil in order to extract the... They were soaked in water in order to extract the oil from those olives. Since there is water mixed in with the oil and it's not very good quality, it is therefore invalid. One cannot use oil from pickled olives, nor from olives which have been cooked slightly. All of these oils would not be good quality at all, and Vimhevi Possel, if he bought oil from these, it would be invalid. This is not just a preference, but rather a requirement, that the oil does not come from those places. Mishnah Dalad. This Mishnah expands the topic of getting oil, not only to Korbanos Mincha, but also to the oil which is used in the Menorah. The Torah requires specifically by the oil which is used for the menorah that it be Shemen Zayis Zoch, it be totally pure olive oil. And the Mishnah introduces that Shalosh Zaysim, there are three occasions where they would harvest the olive trees, Uvahen, and within those three occasions, Shalosh Shalosh Shmonim, there are three different levels of the quality of the oil, and the purity of the oil. Hazayis HaRishayin, the first harvest of the olive trees, Megargra Brosh Hazayis, he would pick off olives from the top of the olive tree. Those are the olives which would ripen first. They're most exposed to the sun. So they would pick off the olives from the top of the olive tree, the Koseish, and crush them slightly. Venosin and Sechasal, and put them into a basket which had small holes at the bottom. And once they'd been crushed a bit, they would be left there and the oil would ooze out of the olives. There would be some sort of receptacle at the bottom to receive the oil which dropped downwards. Rabbi Yehuda says, Svivei Sasal, the olives were placed on the inside of the utensil, but around the sides. The olives were sort of stuck to the inside of the utensil holding the olives, so that the oil would drop out of the olives. They would go down the wall of the inside of the utensil and then drop downwards into the container which would catch the oil. Rabbi Yehuda says this is the preferable way to do it, because otherwise the oil which would drop downwards would also contain part of the oil which would harden and was less refined. The sediment of the oil would also end up going into that container and it wouldn't be fully pure oil. But if you put the olives on the side and then it would drop down the walls and then the oil would go downwards into the container, then it would be much more refined and clear oil. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, that wasn't necessary. Be as it may, Zeh Rishon, this is the first level, the best level, and most the best quality and most clear oil from the first harvest of the olives. The next stage is Toan Bakoira. They would put a beam on top of the olives, and the weight of the beam would push down on the olives to squeeze out more of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, but Avonim, they would only place stones which were not as heavy on top of the oil. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that if you squeeze out too much of the oil, then even part of the unwanted oil will end up going into the container. And we only want the better quality oil at this stage. Be as it may, Zesheni, this is the second level of oil, and Chozer Atochan, then they would go back and crush the olives in a millstone, and now lots of oil would come out. Any remaining oil which has not yet been squeezed out, V'to'an, they would once again put a heavy beam or stones on top of the oil, and the oil which came out at this stage, Zeshlishi, that is the third level of oil. Now, what difference does it make, these three different levels? Why is the mission telling us this? Horisho Lamenoira. Only oil from the first level, which is the best quality, it's the most refined and clear oil, only that oil can be used for the menorah. Vashar, but the rest of the oil can be used on menochos for the oil which is needed for the offerings of flour, since the Torah mentions no requirement for it to be totally pure oil, except for when talking about the oil used in the menorah. Alright, continues the Mishnah. Zayis Hasheni, the second harvest of the olives, also included three levels, and this time Megargra Brosh Hagag, which we are going to translate to mean that he would pick the olives off the tree, and we're talking about the olives which were at the height of the roofs of the houses, meaning they were low down on the tree. They weren't literally at the top of the tree, but they were lower down. These would be the next ones to ripen, and the Mishnah goes through the same process we saw until now. The Koseish, they would crush the olives slightly, even in Sechasal, and put them into the basket, and they would have the small holes in the bottom of the basket for the oil to drop through into a container. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sirius Asal, the olives should be put around the inside walls of the utensil so that the oil would drop downwards and it would be more refined and clear when it reached the container at the bottom. Zerishain, this is the first level oil, which was the best quality. Then Toan Bakoira, they would place a heavy beam on top of it to let the oil squeeze out more. Rabbi Yehuda says, but Avonim, they would put stones on it which were less heavy. Zesheni, the oil which came out at this stage was the second level of oil. And then Chozer V'tochan V'to'an, they would go back and crush the olives and then place a beam on top of it again, and the oil which comes out at this stage, Zeshlishi, this is the third level. Harishon HaMenorah, only the oil which was the first level can be used for the Menorah. Vashar, and the rest of the oil HaMenachos can be used for any Korban Mincha, the oil which is needed for the flower offerings. Hazayis HaShlishi, now we come to the third harvest of the olives. Oitnebuz Seich HaBayis, he would store them very close up to each other inside the house. And this is because the olives which he is using now are not fully ripened. So it's hard to extract oil from them, and therefore they would pack them very tightly together in the house in order to soften them, after which they would, uma'alehu, they would bring them up to the top of the roof, uma'nagva b'resh agag, and they would let them dry on the top of the roof when they were packed very tightly together, so some unwanted liquids would ooze out of the olives. So that needs to dry in the sun, and once it is dried, then we'd go through the process again, she would crush it slightly, then we'd put the olives in the basket. Rabbi Huda says, on surrounding the inside walls of the basket, and the oil which comes out of there is the first level quality, then they would put a heavy beam on top of it. Rabbi Huda says, they would only put stones which were less heavy on top of it, and the oil which comes out then, zesheini, that is the second level, and then chozav v'tochan v'to'an, they would go back and crush the olives and then place a beam on top of it again, and the oil which comes out at that stage, zeshlishi, that is the third level, horishay namenoira, the oil which is considered the first level can be used for the oil lighting in the menoira, vashar, and the rest of the oil, amenochais, is valid for the oil which is necessary for the korbanos mincha.